Well, maybe this is an opportunity to say something about my education and how it seemed to me naturally led to my doing what I do. But I wanted to talk about education a little bit more broadly, more in the terms of formation, because it seems to me that the decisive event or the decisive circumstance for my thinking about the things I do and the questions I want to pose was a historical moment. It was the year 1989. That was the year when I graduated from high school. And when Eastern Europe graduated from communism, it was a very heady and exciting year of revolution, although revolution of a very peculiar kind, for the most part, without bloodshed and without much violence, luckily. Nevertheless, it was an opportunity and, in fact, an inevitability to raise big questions, the big question of what is a good way to structure a society, what is a good political order, how should we continue, and what is a better way to live our lives. For our countries in the East, these questions were a little bit predetermined. I mean, it seemed like the obvious answer was, well, Western type liberal democracy. And the first Polish president, Lech Wałęsa, called it not so much going forward, but rather a return to normalcy. So it seemed like Eastern Europe had already answered for itself that question. Nevertheless, in practice, in trying to bring this democracy about, there were all sorts of issues that came up. And following that, as I could, from the perspective of two countries, because I'm Polish and Bulgarian, and I moved to Poland in 89, was an extraordinary opportunity to think about political and social questions in this kind of stereo fashion. Well, at the time, I was less preoccupied with political issues than with personal ones. So my first education was, or the discipline I studied was psychology. And I was, as every teenager, I guess, at some point trying to sort out all sorts of questions for myself, but also wanted to learn more about the human soul and human beings in general. This was also the time when huge education reform was put in place. Well, part of that revolution or that moment of transition was moving away from a completely prescribed course of study where the students had absolutely no say in anything, to a wild, at least in the Polish, in the first version of it, at the Jagiellonian University in Krakow when I studied. It was a wild liberalism. The students could choose absolutely entirely their course of study, and they could shape their own education to a degree that 3 years later proved completely impractical, because they very quickly learned to evade what is difficult and opt for what is easy and not necessarily satisfying basic requirements. So 89 or the following, the first years of my education, were also an opportunity to think about, okay, what is a good education, and especially what is a good education for democracy.
Do you feel that education should provide an answer or a question to the political systems that we're engaged in?
Well, that's a huge question. So maybe that's an opportunity for me to say something about my current research, which is actually has to do with exactly that. So the question that I want to investigate, that I'm posing, with the help of a text that I wouldn't have come upon were it not for the Republic Corps, namely Aristophanes' Clouds, right? So this is an example of how my current preoccupation or what I'm trying to write has directly comes out of the teaching or the lecture hall, and what happens there. So the question I'm trying to pose or reflect on is, what kind of education does democracy need, right? So does the political system seems to be, in that formulation, a given to which education is the variable. But in your question, it's the other way around. Like, the political system is the variable, and education should give answers to it. And I'm not entirely sure. It seems to me that both of these things go together, right? They are variable, but they are variable in a kind of parallel way. Thing education, in my current understanding, is a microcosm of the political system. The classroom is a microcosm, or often works that way, or perhaps even should work that way. So if we want responsible, self-reliant, independently thinking individuals, well, we better find educational techniques to form them, right? So, and that has to be that kind of education starts in the family already, but it also has to be brought somehow, should crystallize in the classroom. Sometimes I also try to stage something of formal debating, or try to divide or isolate clusters of opinions and say, okay, let's try to do that in a formal fashion, and almost orchestrate a controversy in class. This doesn't always work to in accordance with my intention, but it's definitely an exciting thing. I am perhaps too much a fan of controversy. It seems to me that controversies are the moments where we really are pushed to think deeper about the foundations of our opinions and sensibilities, and try to articulate them in a way that persuades others.
Do you think that the humanities play an essential role, or is this whole image of critical thinking enough to answer the problems they face?
Yeah, critical thinking is not my favorite formulation, but I don't want to go into that for now. Thinking is all right already, right? Thinking should be good enough. But I see now where you're coming from. You're coming from this debate about the status of the humanities nowadays, and what its role should be in education, right? And this is where my interest in what kind of education is good for democracy or democracy needs comes from, the same preoccupation. Is what we do here relevant to the world, right? To what we'll do afterwards, right? Does that prepare us? And in what way that it prepares us to our real life as, you know, contributors to society, contributing members of society. I'm not sure that humanities provide answers. I think the profound value of the humanities is that they provide questions, right? And disturbing questions, that critical element in critical thinking, right? They help us sort of maintain distance to our own times, to our own society, to our own way of life, and keep asking, oh, is that the right way to live? Is that good? Is that really what we want? And also provide us with different perspectives to look at things. And these different perspectives come from certain knowledge and experience with human alternatives, with other societies, with other works of art, right, from different times. So it seems to me that, again, I'll be stressing the questions more than the answers. I don't know that the humanities can prescribe any answers for political life, right? But they can help us be more inquisitive and less satisfied with what there is.
Do you think there's a backside to inquisitiveness?
And dissatisfaction, definitely. Right? Dissatisfaction is not a happy state, right, you could say. And Nietzsche would be my authority here, right? And one could actually be too self-aware to the point of being paralyzed and not being able to do something, that somehow action requires the possibility of identifying with what you're doing and not simply maintaining critical distance to it. This is where my sort of uneasiness with critical thinking is that we also need to affirm who we are, right? Without that, there is no psychic health and there is no social health. So there has to be a balance between affirming and questioning. I should say more now, another aspect of my teaching and research interests, which is democracy and democratization. The author that I wrote my dissertation on, Tocqueville, some more than 150 years ago, had the insight that this is the way of the future. Democracy is the way of the future. This is not only something reserved for the West, the preserve of Western nations, but it soon, or perhaps has already, become the only political and moral alternative, and something that defines modernity or modern times. And we see that insight actually being borne out now in the world in different corners, the Arab Spring being perhaps the most prominent, but I think there are pressures everywhere for more democracy, for more self-direction, and how to institutionalize democratic ideals is one of the most urgent questions, it seems to me, global questions that there are. And there are no obvious or simple answers to it at all. To point out perhaps one obvious thing is that democracy, in order to work, needs framework, it needs laws, it needs a certain culture, a certain political culture, it needs a certain even theological foundation. And it's not obvious how such a culture is created in places where it has never existed. Of course, in Eastern Europe, we had and continue to have the exact same problem, but we were somehow part of the West, more or less, all along. Now the interesting spots for democracy are places where there has been no democratic preconditions or cultural precondition, or it might seem that way.
Do you think that the democratic ideals are worth interfering for? Should we not let the states develop by themselves?
Well, there are two things here. One is democracy simply a formal thing, right? A matter of elections. As long as there are elections and people elect, then we have democracy. Or is it also a matter of substance? Like, what do they elect? What is the object, right? Are they actually social and political forms or more ideas or perhaps practices that are inextricably bound with democracy properly so-called? I think this also, what you just pointed out, raises the question of what, after all, is democracy, right? Which is not at all an obvious... There isn't an obvious answer to me, that at least the little I have... Well, not so little, right? Perhaps a decade I have spent studying them. It seems to me that there aren't simple answers to these questions.
How do you feel education should cultivate this form of democratic culture?
Well, as I said, the seminar room seems to me a very good a way of cultivating in practice, as a kind of democratic practice of education. It has numerous parallels to civic practices, and I try to bring them up in the classroom and sort of make use the classroom as a model, as an analogy of political community or society, sort of mini society, but also try to draw these parallels between being active in class and being active as a citizen and being active in some kind of public way.